Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in this time. Then I ask God for Philippi, or rather from the Epistle Philippi, Colossians 1, selected verses. At this church, I was made a minister. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that he may present every man complete in Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are ministers, servants, proclaimers, teachers of the love of God in Jesus Christ. The process is noted here. The one translation is right. It is saying, we were made ministers according to God's wishes. It was given as a gift to me. We are not ministers because we simply made a decision. And we certainly do not make ourselves ministers. It was given according to the working of our gracious God. The fact is, we are ministers made so by the Master. And our purpose is outlined. We are to manifest the mystery of God. We are to visualize, to unveil the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are by all means at our disposal to point to him, to reveal the redeemed, to show the Savior. And that process is further described with such words as admonishing and teaching with all reason. We use the words of God in order to bring home the love of God. We do that in various forms. We encourage, we admonish, we blame. We use pointed words to bring the omissions of God to the hearts of men. We appeal to the mind, as well as the emotions. We point to Jesus Christ. We warn, we console, we teach. We use whatever knowledge we have, whatever training is ours, to preach, to counsel, to exhort, to admonish, to instruct. And it is done according to this fact. With a whole body, with all the will and vigor and joy that we can have. We expend energy and sweat. We endure strain and pressures of all sorts as ministers in order to manifest the mystery of God's love. It is not a mystery, no longer. The mystery is the love of God in Christ Jesus. They are marvelous. And the object of our ministry are all those things who need to understand the mystery of God's love. So he said, in whatever way we can, with the best communication of our fingertips, we seek to unveil that love of God which is behind our understanding, all the riches of it. All the glory of it, and all the hope of it, as I just said, may extend it in the mystery of God. With all we seek thanks to him and him crucified. Now we share this all with his faith for another purpose, as such says that they may be complete, mature, perfect, if you will, in Christ. God wants people to experience the object of his love, the salvation, and eternal home in Jesus Christ. And so as ministry, we have to assist. We are involved in that process. We share the words of God in order to give God's people on a firm foundation with steadfastness and a firmness of faith. We become protectors, understanding. We use the words of God, gospel and law, in order to warn people against the pervasions of persuasive arguments, against his reminder on the day of theological reflection. We keep using the words of God to honor God's people against the intrusion of delusion. We do it in order that they may be complete in God. We are, as it were, vendors of his word, involved in that vital connection that exists between the sheep and the shepherd, between the children and the father, between the saints and the spirit. We can note that life-giving connection with the word and the sacrament. We bring to bear the glory of God's gift, specified in his son Jesus Christ, to the point of pain and struggle in the lives of his people. How vital is that? And it is our privilege and joy to involve you. In the Babies of the Lost Ark, that's a movie for some of you who do not accept. There was a manifestation of some kind of divine life power at the end of the movie. It was awesome and destructive. It was one huge disaster. But our talk is so much more than that, according to our text. We are involved in that connection between God and man, where we unveil the grace of God, baptism, the forgiveness of sin, the kingdom, heaven, body, blood. We are involved in a connection where God descends and touches his people with his grace and his power. And that is a God with a different gift. And we are privileged, highly privileged, as priests and prophets, as proclaimers in that symmetrical connection between God and people. We are involved with that chemical connection whereby God comes to his people and fills them with the wonder of his love. We are the resting prophet in the center of God's daring now. That's our calling and our privilege. And in that twilight time of your life, whenever it may be, when the Lord calls you home to be forever with him in the unending end that never ends, whether at that time you are young or old, or in control of your faculties, whether you are not, to make no difference, you would want to be found faithful to him and to this message. You will want to be known as one who spoke with all the given vigor that you have of this mystery, this message that centers in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. We point to him, we learn for him, and we contend for him. We may even become stubborn and wrestle with words for him. And we do not compromise one iota of his word. We trust and strain to endure frustrations and manipulations and misunderstandings, and we call it a joy, for we are involved with the message of the mystery of God's love to his people. We direct things to him, for we know that in him and in him alone are all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God. We play his trumpet, we sing his melody, in order that he may be magnified, and the full true sound of salvation can be heard by his people. And that is our purpose, and that is our joy, and that is our responsibility and our prerogative and our challenge. And it has been given to us. We were made ministers to manifest these mysteries. So between the now and the then, we cry. We listen to the sound of his voice. We even hear the faint echoes of bygone years and days. We tread the histories of people that are long since dim, but fresh to us by the words of the scriptures. We study text. We learn doctrine. We even take the painful process of learning other languages so that we may know and understand him and his message and his mystery. And it is our privilege through our study and our continued study, I might add, to meditate with him in the morning mist on the Lake Paul Gallery. It is our privilege to hear the sound from his lips of mercy and love, a wonder from this stepson of Joseph the carpenter. And we can join in the jubilant sounds of the multitudes in praise to him. Through our studies, we walk with him on the paths that cross the Mount of Olives, and we hearken to the action and the emotions and explore the other side of words and his condemnation. And we tread the vine press with him. We travel to the place called Storm. We attend the signs of execution. We peer into the empty tomb. And we know, by God's grace, we know by faith that it is all for us and for all the saints. And the mystery is no longer a mystery. And it is our privilege to say that, to speak it, to tell it, to guide it, to sing it. And so began in the paths of the apostles and the prophets. But the fact is that we are ministers made by the Master to manifest the marvelous mystery of God's love to his church. God, that is the conscious what we do.